right, over to Andrea in San Antonio, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Andrea, thanks for waiting, and you are next with Tim Staples.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
My mom had a question.
Yes.
And she asked this, I think, last night or a couple nights ago. She said that when she eventually passes away, or when all our family members pass away, and they head over to purgatory, if that so be God's will.
Yes.
Do they have the opportunity to pray for us down here? The people left behind, people here on earth.
Yes, Andrea. The tradition of the church tells us that, yes, they can pray for us, but they cannot pray for themselves. They are entirely, because in order, Andrea, in order for them to be purified, it requires merit. Someone must merit. You can't be purified by your own suffering apart from the merits of Christ, but their time of meriting ended when they died. So they cannot merit for themselves any longer the purification required in purgatory. Thus, they are entirely dependent upon our prayers. So it's a very important point that Catholics need to remember. You pray for the souls of your loved ones. I think, Andrea, it's a tragedy that too often at Catholic funerals, priests will canonize, so to speak, canonize the poor soul that has died. But by doing that, they're not encouraging people to pray for them. They may well be in heaven, but they may well be in purgatory. So you always want to pray. They are entirely dependent upon our prayers. In fact, often here at our chapel at Catholic Answers at our daily Mass, you will hear people pray for the souls in purgatory, especially those who have no one to pray for them. So we do need to pray for them. But thanks be to God, Andrea, because they are united with Jesus, they have sanctifying grace. They're not fully purified yet, but they do have sanctifying grace. They can, in fact, pray for others because they are joined to us and they are joined. This is why we talk about the church militant on earth, the church suffering in purgatory, and the church triumphant in heaven, all being joined in what we call the communion of saints. And it's because the common denominator here is sanctifying grace, and that's what joins all of us together. Hence, they can still pray for us. They simply cannot pray for themselves.
So essentially, that would basically be putting a good word in for us.
Absolutely.
With the big man.
You can always do that, Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. That was so helpful.
All right. God bless you.
Very good.